Kamala Harris, y'all, we got it. Before we get into women now buying houses, because I want to get into that article. I seen y'all keep passing that around and y'all keep talking about more women is buying houses more than men. I heard you. We gonna get there. But before we get there, there's been a lot of conversations about, hold on. Before we get into this, can we all agree that this is the greatest morning show on earth? Can we all agree that there is no news show? All of y'all old geezer shows that y'all watch in the morning, oh, the same old, they reporting with the same slanted agenda. We have a ball over here. This is a Chat Lives Matter show. This is a show for bag chasers. We get entertained. We get information. We understand the news. We debate. We argue. We go back and forth. We joke with each other. We get to the money. We figure out where it comes back to the money. And then we have a good time. We have a ball. Listen, if you getting your news anywhere else, if your grandmama is sitting in the chair and she looking at them geezer stories, but she ain't sitting here croaking over, laughing, and having her last moments from Anton, from AntonDaniels.com. If you are not putting YouTube on her TV and making sure that she is watching the Anton from Anton Daniels show, you are missing out. There is nothing and no one that does what we do over here at the Millionaire Morning Show. And I promise you, I will never sell my people out. I love you guys. Can't nobody do what we do. You can't teach this. You can't teach this. Let's continue. I heard Cam, because everybody is concerned about what Joe Biden is doing, right? Everybody said, listen, Joe, we concerned about your memory. Every time you get on the Air Force One, you trip up the stairs. Now, listen, it's one thing to trip like on the escalator or, you know, when you walk in. Because I almost tripped into my office today. You know, when you walk in and you stub your foot and then you look down like it was something there. It wasn't nothing there. And your shoes ain't extra grippy. You was just walking crazy. All right. It's one thing to walk and trip in, but it's hard tripping up the stairs because you got to kind of catch yourself. And if your knees ain't as sturdy as they supposed to be, then they get a little bit more difficult. And the people are worried. Justifiably so. And Biden got offended and he said, listen, guys, I'm offended that you think that something is wrong with my memory. We not offended, Joe. At the end of the day, whether we voted for you or not, you still our president. Because what you do and the decisions that you make, yeah, when your ankle roll, it's crazy. I got in the shower today and I thought that something was wrong with me. I said, ooh. But we just concerned because we know that you, if anything happens to you, Joe, as much as we think that your decision making is trash, next up is Cam. Yeah, Cam is up next. Did y'all know that? I know that we never really experienced this in our lifetime, but if anything was to happen to Joe, Cam is up next. It's her turn. In a recent interview was conducted on behalf of Cam, I believe it was the New York Times, and the author decided that they wanted to come on the news and speak about it. And what she's saying is that, listen, guys, I'm ready to be president. I'm ready to serve. If you don't think that Cam is going to be running for president of the United States of America in 2028, you are sadly mistaken. Listen, get ready for it. Get ready for it. It is happening. This is already in the works. They are grooming her. They are putting her in position. And I'm telling you, you're hearing it right now on February 13th, a Tuesday, 2024. She is coming and she is going to be running for president of the United States. And if he gets elected again, and if anything was to ever happen to him, God forbid, because we don't wish death on anybody, she is going to be the next in line. And guess what she's saying? She's ready to serve.
There have been questions about Joe Biden, and questions arose especially after the release of Robert Hur's report on President Biden's handling of classified documents and its amplified scrutiny about the president's age. In a new exclusive interview with Vice President Kamala Harris for The Wall Street Journal, 2 days before the Hur report came out, Harris says she is, quote, ready to serve. The Journal writes, quote, there is no question about that. Harris responded bluntly. Everyone who sees her on the job, Harris said, walks away fully aware of my capacity to lead.
That's a heck of a statement to say about yourself. But let me give her a round of applause for her confidence. That's a heck of a thing to say about yourself. Listen to what she just said, y'all. Listen to what she said. She said, listen. I'm ready to serve. There is no question that everyone who sees me on the job walks away fully aware of my capacity to lead. She said, everybody that sees me on the job walks away in awe of my capacity to lead. That's a heck of a statement to say about yourself, but I got to give her credit for the confidence.
Let's bring in right now reporter for the Wall Street Journal, Tarini Pardee, who conducted the interview. Thanks so much for being with us. What was your takeaway with all the time you spent with the vice president?
Thanks for having me. So the vice president was pretty clear that she is ready to serve. And of course, this question normally doesn't come up as much for vice presidents, but this is something she is having to face because she is vice president to the oldest president. And now with this HER report, this is going to keep coming up for her as Republicans try to make this an issue on the campaign trail. The other thing that was interesting from my interview with her is I spent a lot of time talking to her about abortion and the way she's talking about abortion rights. This is an issue that a rare issue that Democrats have an advantage on that we've seen in polls. And the way she's talking about it is especially interesting because she's not really holding back. She's getting into pretty explicit details in a way we don't usually see elected officials do. And she said part of that is trying to get people to feel some empathy and to see what is actually going on in these states. And she's using that sort of former prosecutor background. She's worked on sexual assault cases to really get her message out. So,
do you guys want to know why it's so important for them to hammer on this issue? Come on, let's put it in perspective. Mika, I agree with you, baby. I agree with you. Do you know why it's so important for her to get this message out? And the number one thing that she's campaigning on, I mean, they are crisscrossing the country and she is on the campaign trail. Do you know what the number one issue is that she's talking about? Abortion rights. Abortion rights, not money, not the migrant crisis, which she's the border czar, not jobs, not housing, not homelessness, not the Fed, not the wars that we in, not the semiconductor chip war that we going on into with China, which is why we funded Taiwan, not Ukraine funding. Not what's going on in Texas, not inflation, none of that. Abortion. Come on, y'all, listen to me. Abortion rights. Because she's trying to get the people to feel something. They're telling you what they're doing. This is not something that we're making up. This is something that's coming out of her and her advisors' mouths. They want to hit of all the possible things that we can talk about. Crime over in Oakland, budget deficits, the national debt is skyrocketing, the value of the dollar is just absolutely going into the tank. We got artificial intelligence replacing people, jobs, minimum wage, raises in prices, people are getting fired left and right, technology is is uncontrolled. We're late, our infrastructure, our bridges are falling apart, our roads is absolutely destroyed. Every single thing that we could address in this nation. And you're telling me that the thing that they're campaigning on and that they want to have a conversation about is abortion rights. Because they want you to get emotional about your decision when you're deciding on who's going to be president of the United States of America. And if they can pull on your heartstrings for things that's not actually even going to affect you. You know why I don't care about racism? You know why I don't care if somebody white. Listen, you can't offend me if you are white. Let's say that you're a racist white man. Oh God, I don't like black people. Hey, I'm gonna use the N-I-G-G with the hard E-R on there. Let's say that you're one of those people, right? And then I walk up the street and you say, I don't like you, black guy. You're like, I don't like you either. I'm going to keep walking. And it has no bearing and effect on me in any way, shape, or form, because I'm still going to be rich and you still going to be that poor white man that said that you don't like me. When you see me walking up the street, I expect for you to be triggered, because that's what happens. But it doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form, or the way that I'm going to raise my daughter, or the amount of money that I'm going to make, or the platform that I have, or the what I'm going to do professionally. It has no bearing on me whatsoever. At all. Whatsoever. You can't emotionally charge me with something that's not meaningful to my life. You know why I don't respond to women when they say, you know, when I hold them accountable and on Instagram and I scroll through the comments, these men are just gay. How can you offend me with something that doesn't affect me? With something that's not meaningful to me? With something that's not real? When they say, oh, who hurt you? And I'm sitting up there and I'm counting my millions of dollars, and my wife is calling me talking about, hey, can I get a Maybach for my birthday? You can't get me to get emotionally charged about something that is not relevant. And so even when you think about abortion, okay, so we can debate and we can go back and forth about abortion rights and stuff like that, right? But ultimately, here's the issue. That's something that you can control. You can control whether you get pregnant. We have so many different types of contraceptives. We have so many different ways in which you can choose of whether you can choose to be celibate if you want to. You can also choose of whether or not you want to wait until you get married. Everything that you're doing is a choice that they're campaigning upon. So why would I care about what your position is, and you crisscrossing the country using taxpayer dollars to fly on these expensive jets, and you're sitting here telling me that you're the number two person in charge, and the thing that you're campaigning on is something that I have control over? That's your campaign.
I asked her if she feels like she needs to convince voters she's ready. And she really, you know, shut that down and said she feels ready. She thinks voters can see that while she's on the campaign trail on this big issue of abortion rights.
Tarini Mara Gay here with The New York Times. Wondering, the vice president has been out on the trail a lot lately. Do you expect that you're going to see a different role for her if Joe Biden does win re-election? Is she doing anything special behind the scenes, too, that maybe the public isn't aware of to prepare in the eventuality that she would have to step up, God forbid?
We have seen her take on more of a national security type portfolio. She has been involved in advising the president on the war in the Middle East. She's been on calls with Benjamin Netanyahu. She has been pushing the administration to adopt sort of a more empathetic posture towards Palestinians and to focus more on a post-war Gaza plan. We know she's talking about that more. She gave that big speech in Dubai. A few weeks ago. So she's taking on more sort of a national security portfolio. She's also now leading the White House office on gun violence prevention. So they are trying to give her more visibility as these questions about the president's age keep coming up. And of course, now with this special counsel report, are going to become an even bigger campaign issue.
Correct, Rich Ramsey.
Tarina,
you are absolutely correct, Rich Ramsey.
About how much or how little
they don't want to talk about that $95 billion.
On the campaign trail, given all these questions about his performance and age and all of that from some people, do you get the sense from Vice President Harris herself or from people around her from the campaign that we're going to be seeing much more of her?
Now, y'all got to remember what we're looking at. We're looking at MSNBC. And again, I like to go and jump over between different platforms in order to source information for us to have conversations about, because I don't want to just stay on one platform or this platform or that platform. I like to tackle different platforms and see what they're talking about so that we can make our own informed decision.
Perhaps in places that the president won't be.
I definitely think so. She told me she plans on being everywhere. She said she rested up in December because she knew she was going to be on the road constantly between now and November. And we've seen her do a lot of that. She has been traveling a lot. I was with her in Georgia and in Wisconsin. Right now, she's focusing more on abortion rights. And like I said, that is an issue that one of the few issues that can energize Democrats right now. But she's also talking about, gun violence prevention and, other issues that Democrats can get excited about, especially voters who are more progressive, minority voters, younger voters. These are the types of demographics that the White House feels she can especially appeal to in a way that maybe the president can't.
So they're basically they're telling you what the playbook is. They're saying that, listen, we're going to play to your emotions. We're going to play to your soft side. We want you to feel something. And in order for you to really be able to get out there and vote for us, we're not going to speak towards the issues that affect you the most. We're going to play on the things that actually pull on your heartstrings. But long story short, the sentiment of this article was that she's basically communicating to you guys that she's ready to lead.